WDNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, we welcome you back to Pawnee City High School as we're getting set up for our second half of our high school basketball doubleheader. The boys game up next between the HTRS Titans and the Pawnee City Indians. In the girls contest completed a few minutes ago, HTRS got the win over Pawnee City. The final in that one was Titans 61 and Pawnee City 28. 61-28 the final in the girls game. In the girls varsity contest played in Auburn tonight, the Sacred Heart Irish defeated the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. The final in that one was Sacred Heart 44 and Auburn 21. John Nixon has the call for those games. He's on the air right now over on Sunny 101.3. Well, I had it broadcast first for me tonight. I didn't do as good a job of describing what happened as I, because I really didn't know what had happened during that girls' contest. In 50 years of calling play-by-play basketball, I had something that I'd have never seen before. The game was stopped because a snowball was thrown onto the basketball court. I was telling you folks all about the popcorn that was spilled over there. The reason the popcorn was spilled, somebody tried to dodge a snowball, and they spilled their popcorn in the process. The snowball continued on out to midcourt, and that's why we had so many towels and so much moisture out there that we had to wipe up. I still don't think the snowball was intentionally thrown onto the court. If you're familiar with the Pawnee City Gymnasium, there is a side door on both the north and south sides of this gym. The door was open. Someone was standing in the doorway, and I think a snowball was thrown at them from outside. It missed them. It came through the doorway and ended up out on midcourt, and that's how we ended up with the stoppage. But that's a new one for me, a snowball stopping a basketball game here at midcourt. Let's look at the starting lineups now for this boys' varsity contest. For the visiting HTRS Titans, they are 7-8 on the year. They'll start Nick Knutson, a 6-foot senior, Jack Hunsicker, 6'3 and a junior, Gage Shart. Shart is a 6'3 senior. Hunter Fry, a senior at 6'1, and Andrew Stalder, a 6'1 senior. That's a starting five for Coach Mike Shart and his HTRS Titans. As we said, they are 7-8 on the season. Starting lineup for the Pawnee City Indians. They're coached by head coach Hadley Sikora. They'll go with Kylan Kuster. Kuster, a senior at 5'11. Justin Pierce. Pierce is a 5'7 sophomore. Kyle Guerra, a senior at 6'. Bryce Guerra, a 6'4 senior, and Simon Osborne, a senior at 6'6. That's the starting five for the Pawnee City Indians. They are 3-9 on the season. We had a somewhat longer break between the boys and girls games than we normally would, but it's Parents' Night tonight, and they acknowledged all the athletes and their parents between ball games here. So that's why we're a little bit late getting started with this boys and varsity contest. Taking a look at our broadcast schedule later this week, on this Thursday evening here on KTNC, I'll be traveling up to Conestoga, Murray, Nebraska, with the Fall City Tigers. We'll have a girl-boy doubleheader starting around 6 o'clock with the girls' varsity game. That's at Conestoga High School this coming Thursday night. Also on Thursday night, Johnson County Central will travel to HTRS in Humboldt. John Nixon will be on hand to bring you that one. It'll be carried live on Sunny 101.3. So we'll have Johnson County Central and HTRS Thursday night on Sunny. Fall City at Conestoga Thursday night here on KTMC. Then this coming Saturday afternoon, I will be in Tecumseh at Johnson County Central for a girl-boy doubleheader over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. It'll be Fall City Tigers and Johnson County Central. An early start on a Saturday afternoon, the girls' varsity game scheduled for a 4:30 tip-off, followed by the boys' varsity contest somewhere around 6 o'clock or shortly thereafter. That's what's coming up later this week, both here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. Right now, we're ready for boys' varsity basketball. Pawnee City Indians and the HTRS Titans. Gage Shart into jumping up against Bryce Guerra for Pawnee City. Shart for the Titans. Our official checks with the scorers table, steps into the circle, and we're about set to get underway. High school basketball on KTNC. The Titans and the Indians live from Pawnee City, Nebraska. now our official, I think, is ready to go. And here is the tip, controlled by the Titans. Knutson lifts the ball out quickly to Jack Hunsicker. Man-to-man defense by Pawnee City to open it up here defensively. Hunsicker, guarded closely by Kuster, goes into the corner right side with it. Inside, Stalder. Stalder up top to Gage Short. Short on the right elbow, hands to Knutson. Nick Knutson hit the 1,000-point mark last week at the Mudeikis tournament. Now Stalder with the ball on the left wing into Knutson in traffic. Osborne is there with him defensively in the man-to-man. They flip it up to Gage Short. Again to Andy Stalder, top of the circle. Right elbow, Short with the basketball. Chasing after Short is Kyle Gira. Short feeds it across to Knutson, lays the ball up and good. Short with the assist. Actually, the basket is made, by Hunter Fry. Short with a nice assist to find Hunter Fry on the baseline. Fry got the basket and drew the personal foul. He'll be at the line now for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Bryce Gira. Free throw is up and good. So Hunter Fry has given the Titans a 3-0 lead. Bryce Gira picks up his first personal, first team foul on the Indians. Here comes Pawnee City down court with the basketball. Kuster takes it all the way to the corner. Knutson gives chase. Back it comes up to Pierce. Pierce backs out. Hunsicker there with him in the man-to-man into Osborne. Osborne feeds it over to the right to Gira. Bryce Gira's shot is up and off, no good. Rebound Knutson. Knutson down court. His jump shot for three from the left elbow. Up and off, no good. Rebound down to Osborne. Both Knutson and Fry wear those white headbands that match up there, and they have about the same stature, so it's real easy for me to get the two of those turned around in traffic down there. Here's a nice spin move off the glass. It's up and off. Won't drop for Kyle Gira. And the rebound to Knutson. Knutson, a cross-court pass, goes to Gage Short with a basketball. Short comes to Hunter Fry on the right wing. Now they go into Stalder with it right at the free throw line. He's guarded by Bryce Gira. Again to Knutson. Justin Pierce chases after Knutson. He pulls up for a three that's off the rim and doesn't go. Bryce Gira has the rebound. Bryce Gira puts the outlet pass down court to Kuster. Kuster to the right side. Kyle Gira in the paint. Fall away jump shot. Kyle Gira up and off, no good. Gage Short has the rebound. 3-0 your score early in the ball game. Titans on top, 5:57 to go here in the first quarter at Pawnee City. Gage Short with the ball, picks up his dribble. Has to come up to Hunsicker with it around the horn, outside perimeter. They go to the corner, deep left side to Fry. He has the ball tipped away and got it back. Gives in to Stalder on the left side of the free throw circle. Now to Short for a long three that's off the rim, doesn't go. Chased down by Knutson in the corner. Knutson with a turnaround three. Wait a minute. He hit the three, but I think they're going to say he stepped on the baseline down there before he shot it. So the ball goes back over to the Indians. Score remains 3-0. Titans on top. Kuster down court to set the offense for the Indians. Man-to-man defense by the Titans here also. They flip it out to the right side to Gira. Inside Pierce off the glass. No. Ball tipped around. Pierce got his own rebound. Long three. Gira. Rebound. Bryce Gira. Follow shot. Doesn't go. Stalder with the rebound. Stalder. Outlet pass goes out to Knutson. Three opportunities down there, and the Indians come up empty-handed. Knutson around defenders, free throw line, jump shot, off the glass, rebound. Bryce Gira, outlet pass, Kuster. Kuster down court with a basketball. A minute 4:54 to go here now in this first quarter. We're just underway. 3-0. Titans with the lead. Pawnee City with the basketball. Bryce Gira, he's double-teamed, puts it in the corner. Into Osborne in traffic. Flips it back out to the right. Kuster for three. Got it. Kyler Kuster nails a three for the Indians, and we're tied at three apiece. Here's Hunsicker for three from the right corner. Rebound. Stalder goes off of Stalder out of bounds. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. 4 minutes, 26 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We're all tied at three apiece. Pawnee City's basketball. Pierce gives it up to Kuster. Kuster at the top of the circle. On the right elbow, goes back to Pierce. He holds the ball a moment. Guarded out there by Hunsicker. Back up top comes to Kuster. Knutson is there with him in the man-to-man defense. Now the right side to Kyle Gira. Kyle guarded by Gage Short in the man-to-man. Kyle Gira to the left side. Kuster. Kuster goes around Knutson. Bounce pass under to Osborne. Shot is up and good. Nice assist there by Kuster to find Simon Osborne on the baseline. Osborne with the easy two off the glass. It's 5-2. Pawnee City on top here. 3:48 to go in the first quarter, a two-point lead for the homestanding Indians. There's a long three from the corner. Knutson, follow shot, try, partially blocked by Osborne. Rebound to Bryce Guerra. Bryce Guerra out to Justin Pierce, down court with it in a big hurry. Guerra flips it out to the left side. Shot is up and off for Kyle Guerra. Doesn't go. Rebound to the Titans. Long down court pass to Short. Short flips it up to Hunter Frye in traffic. Frye going to be called for a double dribble. And they'll turn the ball back over to Pawnee City. 5-3 your score. Pawnee City up by two with 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. Both Coach Mike Short and Coach Hadley Sikora, the two head coach here for HTRS and Pawnee City respectively, up off their feet shouting instructions. With the basketball is Kuster to the right wing to Guerra into Osborne in the paint. Back to Guerra. Bryce Guerra, reverse lay-in, can't get it. Knutson's there for the rebound for the Titans. Knutson down court, gives it to Short for a long three. It's short, ball tipped around. Rebound Kuster, stolen back by Osborne. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Titans, probably on Osborne. He was going after that basketball pretty aggressively there. And on Simon Osborne, that will be, oh no, wait a minute. They still haven't posted it that way. No, the foul is going to go against the Titans. I'm sorry, Stalder has called for it. And now the Indians with the basketball. Stalder picks up his first personal, first team foul. There's Osborne in traffic. Osborne flips it out to Martini for a long two that's up and off no good. And Knutson is there once again for the rebound. That foul went the other way against Stalder a moment ago. All right, Stalder down court with the basketball. Bounce pass underneath. He was looking under there for Hunter Frye. It's stolen away by Osborne. Osborne gives it up to Kuster. Kuster down court quickly. Justin Pierce holds the ball on the right side of the free throw circle. He dribbles it up between the rings. Backs clear out into the mid-court circle now near the mid-court line. Pierce to the right side. Gets it to Kuster. Kuster really being pressured over there by Nick Knutson. To Justin Pierce with the pass. Underneath it goes to Osborne in traffic. His shot is up. Doesn't get it, but he'll be fouled. Simon Osborne will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Indians. Foul is going to be called on Andrew Stalder, his second personal. So Stalder with two quick fouls here. We're only 6 minutes into the ballgame. That'll bring Ryken Davis up off the bench. Davis will be checking in to replace Stalder. At the free throw line, Simon Osborne shooting two. First free throw is up and good. Osborne has 3 points now for the Indians. Makes it 6-3, Pawnee City on top. Osborne will try and extend that lead to four here with his second free throw attempt. 1:55 to go here in the first quarter. Simon Osborne, free throw on the way up, and got it. He made them both. Makes it 7-3 now. The lead is four for Pawnee City. Checking in for the Indians, Kyle Guerra back into the lineup. Kyle replaces Simon Osborne. He'll take a breather. Ryken Davis in the game now, replacing Andy Stalder for the Titans. With the ball is Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker chasing after him is Kyle Guerra. Gets a pick set there by Frye. Gives it back to Frye at the free throw line. Into the corner, right side, looking for Short. Ball tipped away nicely. Good defense down there by Garrison Bowie, who just checked in. Bowie tips the ball up to Kyle Guerra. Martini in the paint, tried to put a bounce pass underneath. He was looking on the right side, wanted to get it down to Bryce Guerra. But the ball got tipped away. Goes out of bounds, touched by the Titans. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Inbounded, they come around to the left wing with it to Kyle Guerra. Now Bryce Guerra, baseline left side to Bowie. Bowie, bounce pass into traffic. Martini, jump shot up and got it. Martini with the bucket. Joseph Martini, his first basket. And it's 9-3. The lead is 6 now for Pawnee City here at home against the Titans. Jack Hunsicker with the ball. Chasing after Hunsicker on defense is Kyle Guerra. They get a pick set by Frye. Hunsicker, open look three, right wing. It's in and out of there. Doesn't go. Rebound. Bryce Guerra. Guerra flips the ball out quickly as they bring the ball down court. With it is Bowie. Here's a driving lay-in up and good by Kyle Guerra. His first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 11-3. The lead is 8 here with 35 seconds to go in the quarter. Titans need a bucket before the period ends. In the basket, a little floater, up and off, doesn't go. Rebound, Hunsicker tries to get it out to Knudsen. 24 seconds to play here. Knudsen into the corner, open from the right side is Hunsicker for three. Jack Hunsicker hits the three from the right corner, right side of the basket, makes it 11-6. 10 seconds to go. Martini with the ball in forecourt. Here's Guerra with a long three. Got it. Kyle Guerra gets the three from the left elbow. 2 second, 1 second. They won't get a shot off. After one quarter of play, it's Pawnee City 14, HTRS 6. We'll step aside for a 1 minute timeout on KTNC.
Hoppe Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Hoppe Realty and Farm Management.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, after one quarter, 14-6, Pawnee City with the lead over on Sunny 101.3. The Irish are up at the half, 19-18, a one-point ball game. Sacred Heart leading Auburn at the half in boys basketball. Here's a long three from the right corner put up by Martini. Doesn't go. Rebound brought down by Hunsicker. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Garrison Bowie. On Bowie, his first personal, team foul number two on the Indians. 19-18, Sacred Heart leading Auburn at half. A one-point ball game, five lead changes in the game. Here's Gage Sharp on the right side, puts it into traffic. Riken Davis flips it out into the corner. Knudsen. Knudsen flips it back to Davis. He and Knudsen play catch with it. Now Knudsen with a jump shot up and good off the right side. Knudsen with his first basket. Got that one to go from the right side of the free throw lane. Makes it 14-8 now. Opening minute of play here in the second quarter. Osborne backs into traffic. His pass comes over to Bowie in the corner. Gives it to Guerra. And that's in the paint. Trying to take it up is Kyle Guerra. There's going to be a whistle and a foul. They're going to say the foul came on the floor against the Titans. Foul is going to be on Hunter Fry. On Fry, his first personal, team foul number three on HTRS. Taking his seat is Jack Hunsicker, checking in to replace him. Brogan Dunlap, a freshman. Dunlap making his first appearance in the ballgame. Here comes Simon Osborne with the ball. He couldn't get a shot off. Good job by Riken Davis defending against Osborne there. The pass comes out to Kyle Guerra into the left side, moving to the hoop, a little floater up and good. Nice move to the basket there by Jet Farwell, who just came into the game. Farwell with his first 2 points. There's a floater by Knudsen that's up and off. Struggle for the rebound. Rebound comes down to the Indians. In a hurry, down court comes Kyle Guerra. Kyle works out onto the right wing, up to Martini, top of the circle. Osborne on the left elbow. Way outside the three-point arc is the big man. Here's a long three, up and good. Hitting the three is Kyle Guerra, his second three-pointer of the night. Guerra with 8 points. Now it's 19-8. The lead is 11 for Pawnee City. Gage Sharp gets it triple-teamed in traffic, has the ball knocked out of his hands. Flipped it off to the left side to Fry. Now Fry got, no, a three-second violation is going to be called on the Titans. Pawnee City with a host of substitutes back into the game. Gavin Baker checks in now. Also back into the game comes Bryce Guerra. Onto the floor is Cooster back in there. Justin Pierce is back onto the floor. for the Indians. 5:59 to go first half, 19-8. Pawnee City up by 11. Gates short with a steal. Down court, Knutson driving lay-in up. Didn't get it. He's fouled. We'll put Knutson to the line. He'll be shooting two shots for the Titans. And the foul will be called on Kuster. Kylan Kuster's first personal. Team foul number three. Number three on the Indians. At the line will be Nick Knutson. He has 2 points on one field goal. First free throw is up and off. Couldn't get it to go. He'll get another one. 5:51 to go first half. 19-8 our score. Knutson. Second free throw coming up right here. As we said, the young man surpassed 1,000 career points last week in UDECA. Second shot is up and good for Nick Knutson. And that's no small task. 1,000 points in your high school career. 19-9 now, a 10-point lead for the Indians. Here's a ball out of bounds, one off the fingertips of Bryce Guerra, and it'll be Titans basketball. Happened right in front of the HTRS bench. Knutson inbounds a pass to Gates. Sharp. Sharp down court with the ball. Sharp works the left-handed dribble on the left side of the lane. Backs it back between the rings, top of the key. Now flips it inside the paint. Pass is stolen away underneath by Baker. Gavin Baker, outlet pass up to Kuster. Kuster, left side, Justin Pierce. Pierce in the paint. Flips it to the left side. Into the corner. Open look from the left side by Kuster. Up and off, no good. Rebound. Osborne with the ball on the baseline. Flips it to the corner right side. There's a long three that's up and off Baker. Rebound Bryce Guerra. Again, they give it back to Baker. Up to Guerra. Whistle. Foul inside. They'll throw the ball to the far side. And it'll be HTRS's ball, not a foul, but just a turnover on Pawnee City. They traveled. There was no foul. Down court pass comes Gates Short. All the way in, coast to coast. Nice move to the basket by Gates Short. A little reverse layup. He came in from the left side, went under through the hoop, underhand, flipped it up there, and drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Bryce Guerra, his second personal. And Gate Short will be at the free throw line for the and one. He made the bucket. Here's the and one attempt. Free throw is up. Short hits the front of the rim, but he got the rebound. Gate Short flips it out to the right side. A long three by Brogan Dunlap. Short got the rebound, then flipped the ball back to Dunlap, and Dunlap hits the three from out on the right elbow. Here's Justin Pierce for three at the other end for Pawnee City. It's up and off, no good. Nick Knutson with the rebound. He wants to push it down and run with it. Knutson driving lay-in all the way up and good. Knutson went coast to coast with that, got the rebound, took it down through the defense, and laid it off the glass. 19-16, HTRS back within three. 4:27 to go here in the first quarter. Short reaches in. Fouling is going to be called on Osborne. Gates Short got a hold of the basketball. Osborne ended up walking with it. Osborne will take a breather. In to replace him comes Jet Farwell back onto the court. Farwell, Bowie, Kyle Guerra, Bryce Guerra, and Baker. Gavin Baker, that's who's on the floor right now for Pawnee City. Gates Short with the ball for the Titans. Going to say he carried the ball? No. A blocking foul here is going to be called on the Titans. Going to be charged against Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap's first personal, team foul number four. Indians will have the ball. Jet Farwell to inbound it into Bowie. Bowie back to Farwell in the corner. He tries to dribble in against the right side against Stalder. No place to go there. Guerra falls to the floor. And we're going to have a whistle on a contact foul in the paint here. Foul is going to be called on Gage Short. On Short, his first personal. Team foul number five now on the Titans. 4 minutes, 12 seconds to go, first half. 19-16, Pawnee City up by three. Indians basketball, Bowie to inbound it. Tosses it in to the near side here to Kyle Guerra. Up to Bryce Guerra between the rings. Bryce Guerra, cross court pass. In the paint. Left side, oh, he tried to flip a pass to Bowie in the corner. Baker was looking for Bowie. The pass was too tall. It goes out of bounds. It's a turnover. Dunlap will inbound it now against pressure. Gets it into forecourt. Quickly goes Knutson. Knutson feeds it underneath the fry. Shot is up. Middle rebound. Back out to Knutson. Open with three. Got it. Knutson nails a three, and we're tied at 19 apiece. calling a violation on the baseline. Bonnie City played the ball in after the made basket stepped across the line. Timeout taken, Bonnie City, with 3:47 to go in the first half. We're tied at 19 apiece. When play resumes, the Titans will have the basketball under their own basket. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the Pawnee City Indians held a 14-6 lead after one quarter, but the Titans have come storming back here in period number two. And with 3:47 to go in the second quarter, we're all tied at 19 apiece. And the Titans have the basketball as a result of that inbounding error after the made basket a moment ago by the Titans. So they'll play it in under their own basket. Gage Sharp to toss it in underneath his own backboard into the corner. Here's a three from the left side that's up and doesn't go. That three was put up by Brogan Dunlap, and the rebound comes down to the Indians. Down with it comes Bowie with the ball up to Kyle Gira. Kyle Gira in the paint, left side around the horn from the corner. A three is up and good by Joseph Martini. Martini hits a three from the left corner, 22-19, Pawnee City back up by three. Gage Sharp works the ball against the defense, takes it around in traffic. Fallaway shot for Sharp is up, they say to travel. That'll give the ball back to Pawnee City. Sharp with a nice move to the bucket, but he must have drugged that pivot foot. And now the Indians, with a three-point lead, get the basketball back with 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the first half. Down court with the ball comes Kyle Gira. To the right side, Martini in the paint. Shot is up and good. Jeff Farwell. Farwell, a 5'8 freshman with a couple of buckets here in this second quarter. And it's back to a 5-point Pawnee City lead, 24-19. Here's Stalder with a shot from the free throw line that's up and good. Andrew Stalder nails a two. Back to a 3-point ball game, 24-21. 2:45 to go. Long three. Up by Gira, doesn't go. That shot by Kyle Gira. Rebound to Knutson. Knutson's down court, works against Jet Farwell. All the way in, Knutson with a floater that's in and out of there. Rebound Martini for Pawnee City. Outlet pass to Bowie. Garrison Bowie, another freshman in here, down court with the ball. Oh, dribble got up a little high, kept a hand on top of it. Goes out of bounds, however. Down to the baseline off of Farwell. It'll be HTRS getting the ball back. Simon Osborne back into the lineup. He'll check in to replace Bryce Gira for Pawnee City. Gira takes a breather. 2:22 to play in the first half, 24-21. Pawnee City up by three. Down court pass comes to Sharp. He scoops it in at midcourt, takes it all the way to the corner on the left side of his basket. Now dribbles back to the top of the key, feeds it to Stalder. Up top again, it comes to Sharp. Sharp guarded by Bowie, almost lost the ball, got it back, took it in. Fall away, Sharp falls to the floor, gives it to Stalder, under the basket, Hunter Fry. Stalder from the left side with a set shot that's up and off, doesn't go. Rebound, Simon Osborne. Osborne out of the pass to Bowie. Garrison Bowie down court. Driving lay-in, up and good by Jet Farwell. Farwell's got 6 points here in the third quarter. The freshman playing well for the Indians. 26-21, the lead is back to five again for Pawnee City. Under 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter, a minute 39 on the clock. With the basketball is Nick Knutson. Left side. Stalder at the free throw line. Holds the ball for a minute. Knutson comes to get it from him. Now Knutson takes a dribble to the right side of the lane. Goes all the way deep into the corner. Baseline right side of the basket. Back up onto the right elbow. The pass comes to Sharp. Sharp looks inside the paint. Instead goes to Stalder between the rings. Now into Stalder. They feed it underneath the basket. Left side. A little give and go. Shot is up. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap missed his first attempt, got his own rebound, and got the putback. It's a three-point ball game, 26-23. A minute four to go here in the first half. Pawnee City with the basketball. Bowie in the paint. Bowie, bounce pass, goes to the corner. No, it went off the foot of one of the Titans, and it'll stay with Pawnee City. Back into the lineup, Jack Hunsicker checks in. He's into the game replacing Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap, freshman, had 5 quick points here in the second quarter. Around the horn it goes. Gira, spin move. Puts a shot up, a whistle, and a foul. Kyle Gira with a little backhanded flip shot went up there, and a foul is going to be called on the Titans. Foul is going to be on Hunter Fry, his second personal, team foul number 6 at the free throw line. Shooting 2 shots will be Pawnee City. The first free throw is up and short off the front of the rim. At the line for the Indians is Kyle Gira. Kyle has 8 points so far, a pair of threes and a deuce. 52 seconds to go here in the first half. Be sure and stay with us for our halftime scoring recap. Kyle Gira ready for a second free throw attempt. This one is on the way up, and it is off, no good, and the rebound to Andy Stalder. Stalder pulls down the rebound, gives it up to Gage Sharp. Sharp down court, into the right side. Here's Hunsicker for a long three. Got it. Jack Hunsicker nailed a three. He was about 3 to 4 feet outside the three-point arc. And we're tied at 26 apiece with 30 seconds to play in this first half. Pawnee City down court with the basketball. Passes deflected away, knocked out of bounds by the Titans. Indians will have it. They'll inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. Martini will toss it in. He stands just to the right side of the backboard, waiting to lob it in, looking for Osborne in the paint. Instead goes down into the corner. Spin move, Bowie in traffic, flips it out to the left side, open look, Martini for three, off no good, rebound Gira, Gira can't get his shot off, around the horn to the right side, 19 seconds to go, they'll reset the offense, Kyle Gira to the right elbow, Jet Farwell, Farwell, jump shot, blocked away, rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Simon Osborne, 8 seconds to go, down quickly comes Knutson with 4 seconds. Knutson tied up for a moment. Gets it to Short. Short gets a shot off at the buzzer and let it go. And at the half, the Pawnee City Indians lead the HTRS Titans on halftime score. Pawnee City 28 and HTRS 26. We'll take a 2-minute break here and then be back with a scoring recap after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, it's halftime here at Pawnee City High School. We've got a sombrero out of midcourt, and everybody's trying to throw little rubber ducks into the sombrero. It's to raise funds for the teammates program here at Pawnee City, and now they're going to go out and see which duck is closest to the sombrero or in the sombrero. They'll read out the number of the closest one, and the winner gets $100. So they're having a lot of fun with this out here. And it's going to be fun to hear when they read the number. It would break my heart if it were 49, because that's my duck. Waiting for a number here. She's going to take it back. We'll just stay with it, those of you that bought ducks. and wait for her to read out the number. We'll see what it is. Number 25 is the winner. Somebody just won $100. Okay, let's take a look at the scoring as part of our halftime show here. Individual scoring for the HTRS Titans. Nick Knutson has 8 at halftime. Jack Hunsicker with 6. Adding 5 is Brogan Dunlap. 3 points for Hunter Fry. And 2 points each for Gage Sharp and Andrew Stauber for their total of 26. The Titans 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Pawnee City Indians at the half. Kyle Garrett leads the way with 8 points. Simon Osborne has 6. Jet Farwell, the freshman, came off the bench there in the second quarter, also with 6 points, adding 5 with Joseph Martini and Kylan Kuster with 3 for Pawnee City's total of 28. From the free throw line, identical to HTRS, Pawnee City also went 2 out of 4 from the charity stripe. 28-26, that's our halftime score. An update from Auburn. After 3 quarters, the Auburn Bulldogs leading the Sacred Heart Irish 37-26, an 11-point lead for the Bulldogs. That was a tight one at halftime. The Irish were up by 1, but a big quarter there for Auburn, and they lead it after 3, 37-26. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute timeout, update the local weather, another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with third quarter action on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Armand City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Armand City Supply, we take good care of you.
Armand City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Cloudy and blustery tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-teens with winds out of the north at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Wednesday looks mainly cloudy with high temperatures in the lower 20s and northerly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, occasionally gusting up to 30. It's going to keep the wind chill in the single digits for much of the day. Partly cloudy Wednesday night with a low temperature of 2 degrees. Thursday, lots of sun with high temperatures reaching the upper teens. Friday, sunny, highs in the low 30s. Saturday, lots of sun with high temperatures reaching the mid-30s. On Sunday, we'll see plenty of sunshine with high temperatures recovering into the mid-40s. And Monday looks mainly sunny as well with high temperatures reaching the mid-40s. Tuesday, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine with high temperatures topping out in the mid-40s. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 40.
Here's a testimonial from our sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Falls City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Strike. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Strike and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Falls City. like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Hoppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Fall City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Fall City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Fall City Elks Club, conducted by Hoppy Realty and Farm Management.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we've got a good one going here in Pawnee City. At halftime, the Pawnee City Indians leading the HTRS Titans 28-26. At the end of one quarter, Pawnee City led it 14-6. HTRS came back and tied it up at 19 each. They tied it again at 23 each. And now at halftime, 28-26. And the girls' game played earlier this evening here in Pawnee City. The HTRS girls got the win over the Indians. The final there was 61-28. HTRS with the win. Pawnee City was led by Mallory Brannick with 10 points. HTRS had three girls in double figures. Leading the way was Ellie Sharp with 15. J.C. Leach had 14. And Larissa Doings ended up with 10 in that one. Latest update we have from Auburn in that game, the Sacred Heart Irish boys and the Auburn boys after three quarters. Auburn up 37-26, leading the Sacred Heart boys. That's after three quarters, that game being heard live over on Sunny 101.3. In the girls' game tonight at Auburn, Sacred Heart defeated Auburn 44-21. We're ready to move to third quarter action. It'll be HTRS's basketball. Into forecourt with the ball comes Hunsicker. Hunsicker gives it to Fry. Left side, Stalver with a long two. That's in and out of there. The ball is tipped around. Rebound to Fry. Now in the corner, Knutson with a fall-away jump shot that's up and off. Rebound underneath Stalver. He clears it out to the left side to Gage Sharp. Sharp comes after the basketball, flips it across to the right side. Hunsicker, open three. It's in and out of there. Rebound goes off the foot of Hunter Fry, and it's going to be picked up by Pawnee City. Osborne with the outlet pass. Gives it up to Kyle Guerra. Kyle Guerra, right side, goes to Justin Pierce with the pass. Now here's Kuster with the basketball. Kuster goes into Bryce Guerra, who feeds to Osborne. Osborne, shot up off the glass and good. Simon Osborne, he backed in there against Andrew Stalder. Played it in. The lead is back to four now for Pawnee City, 30-26. Stalder, a cross-court pass. Shot is up a long three, up and off for Hunsicker. Rebound Stalder. Gives it up to Sharp. Sharp couldn't quite get to it. The pass from Stalder, wide of the mark. Goes out of bounds right into the Titan bench. And it'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Kuster to inbound it. Kuster tosses into Kyle Guerra. Guerra through the midcourt circle to the top of the key. Right elbow with his pass to Kylan Kuster. Kuster feeds it into Bryce Guerra. Bryce Guerra with a give and go. Oh, a nice pass from Guerra to Justin Pierce. Pierce gets a lay-in and give Bryce Guerra the assist there. Off the bench, Hunter Bowling getting ready to check in now for the Titans. Here's Knutson with a long three. Got it. Nick Knutson has 11 points. He's in double figures as he opens the scoring for HTRS with a three-pointer here in the second half. Back to within three now are the Titans, 32-29. Indians on top. With the ball, Bryce Guerra. Bryce holds it on the right wing. Hands off to Kuster. Kuster inside goes with it. Osborne. Osborne goes up with a shot. He'll be fouled. We'll put Simon to the free throw line. where he'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Nick Knutson, his first personal team foul, number one of the half on the Titans. Simon Osborne, a big boy, 6'6", and a senior, big in stature, looks like a big old left offensive tackle. Osborne shooting two free throws here. First one is up, and got it. And I'm not implying that the young man is overweight. Not at all. He's long and tall and lean. He's just a big kid, Simon Osborne. A physical specimen. Looks like he's been in the weight room. He got the first one. He'll have a second shot here. 33-29. It's a four-point Pawnee City lead. Osborne, free throw is on the way. It's up, and this one is in and out, and the rebound comes down to Gage Sharp. Sharp with the outlet pass down court, tried to get it down court to Hunter Bowling as he plucked it away, knocked out of bounds by Justin Pierce. Stays with the Titans. Inbounding it will be Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker into Stalver with the pass. Stalver holds the ball a minute, works to the right side, goes into the paint with it to Hunsicker. Left side Bowling, skip pass across court. Ball goes out of bounds, thrown away. A turnover. Coach Mike Sharp right in front of our broadcast table, looked a little bit frustrated with that pass as it's thrown into the corner, too tall. 33-29, the lead is four for the Indians. 5:45 to go here in the third quarter at Pawnee City. Bryce Guerra with a turnaround shot. He'll be fouled. Bryce had the ball in the paint, went up with a little turnaround shot, drew the foul. Foul is going to be called on Knutson. That'll be his second personal team foul, number two. At the free throw line will be Bryce Guerra. Bryce has not scored yet this evening. Here he'll be shooting two shots for the Indians. First one is up and good. Guerra, a 6'4 senior, makes the first one. He'll have a second shot. Here's Ryken Davis into the lineup, replacing Hunter Bowling now for the Titans. Ryken Davis in there. So now you've got Davis and Stalder, both big boys under the bucket here for the Titans. Second free throw is up and good also for Bryce Guerra. He got them both. Makes it 35-29, a six-point lead for Pawnee City. With the ball, Jack Hunsicker for the Titans. Bounce pass, Andy Stalder, right side. Back up top it comes. Hunsicker. Hunsicker pulls up for a three that's off the rim, and the rebound to Osborne. Osborne outlet pass, flips the ball out to Kyle Guerra. He'll push it down court. Guerra all the way in traffic. They're laying up and good. That was one sweet move on the baseline by Kyle Guerra to take that thing in the lane. He's in double figures with 10 points now. Kyle just went right between defenders. An open look from the corner by Jack Hunsicker. He elected not to take the three that time. Comes to Ryken Davis at the free throw line. Up top, Gage Sharp. Sharp stands in the midcourt circle, clear back near the midcourt line. Flips it to the right side, Hunsicker. Back to Davis at the free throw line. Hunsicker for three, right wing. It's up, off, hit the backboard. Hit the support above the backboard, and that'll give the ball back to Pawnee City. 4 minutes, 41 seconds to go, third quarter, 37-29. The lead is eight now for Pawnee City. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. We're at Pawnee City High School. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer presenting tonight's broadcast. Here's a pass inside to Osborne. He moves into traffic. Osborne wants to force up a shot, almost has the ball taken away. Justin Pierce for three, no good. Rebound, Knutson. Knutson pushes it down in a hurry on a fast break. Goes into Stalder in the paint. Fall away jumper. Stalder doesn't get it. Rebound Osborne. Ball tipped away from Osborne. Stalder and Pierce chase after. Goes out of bounds off of Pierce. And it'll stay with HTRS. Justin Pierce touched it last right in front of the HTRS bench. Inbounding the ball will be Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker puts the inbound pass to Stalder. Right back to Hunsicker. He'll set it up. Pawnee City still running their man-to-man defense here. Coming out to chase after Hunsicker is Kyle Guerra. Here's Stalder with a 12-foot jump shot. He got his own rebound. Follow shot from the free throw line is up and off, no good. Rebound again comes down to Fry, top of the key to Sharp. Sharp puts it into the corner. Open look, Hunsicker from the corner for three. He got it. Jack Hunsicker, his third three-pointer of the night for the Titans. And suddenly, HTRS back within five, 37-32, 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Osborne flips it out to Kyle Guerra. Kyle Guerra, spin move, couldn't get around Gage Sharp. Gives it into the corner to Osborne. Osborne faked the three down there, a little head bob. Now dribbles the ball with a left-handed dribble to the top of the key. Bounce pass into the corner right side to Bryce Guerra. To Kyle Guerra, in traffic. Kuster faces shot by Osborne on the baseline. He's fouled. And Simon Osborne will be back at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be, I think, I'm going to have to wait till they put it up. I think Andrew Stoller. Yes, it is. On Andrew, that's his third personal. Simon Osborne at the line. He is 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. He has 9 points. This one is up, in and out, rimmed around. Another shot coming. Lots of subs in for Pawnee City now. Bowie checks into the lineup. Jet Farwell comes onto the floor, checking in. And also Joseph Martini into the game. At the line, Simon Osborne. Ready for another free throw attempt. Shot is on the way up, and this one is good. Osborne has now hit 4 out of 6 from the line. He's in double figures, has 10 points. Timeout of the floor with 3:08 to go in the third quarter. 38-32, Pawnee City leads it. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Pawnee City High School. Pawnee City Indians leading the HTRS Titans 38-32. When play is resumed, Titans will have the basketball. Gage Short will inbound it. Tosses the ball in half court to Jack Hunsicker. Hunsicker very casually dribbles the ball across the timeline, works out onto the right elbow with the basketball. Hunsicker top of the key up to Gage Short. Short holds it above his head for a moment. Into the corner. Back to Hunsicker on the right side. Hunsicker flips it up to the left wing to Fry. Fry can't get a look at the basket. Has to give it back to Hunsicker. He's picked up by Osborne. Man-to-man defense. Pawnee City really tightening things up here on the Titans. Knutson. There's a long three. Hunsicker off the iron. No. And the rebound to Martini. Martini out left pass gives to Osborne. Osborne flips it across to Bowie. Garrison Bowie. 5'11 freshman. Around the horn. Right side. Jet Farwell. Farwell goes back down to Bowie with it. He's guarded by Knutson. Can't get toward the basket. Knutson tips the ball away from him momentarily. Now it's grabbed up loose by Kyle Guerra. Puts it to Martini. Here comes Osborne into traffic. Osborne spins around, puts it into the corner to the left side. An open look there by Guerra. Driving lay-in up and good by Kyle Guerra. Kyle Guerra's got 12 points, and he will foul. Be fouled. He'll have the and one coming. The foul is going to be called on Hunter Fry. That's his third personal. At the free throw line now will be Guerra for Pawnee City. Here's a final from Auburn, 55-49. Auburn with the win over Fall City Sacred Heart in boys basketball. Free throw for Kyle Guerra. The end one is up and good. Guerra now with 13 points. Again, the final, 55-49 at Auburn. The Auburn Bulldogs survive a challenge there by the Class D2 Sacred Heart Irish. That must have been a dandy basketball game. 41-32 here in Pawnee City. A minute 51 to play in the third quarter. Pawnee City on top by 9. HTRS with the basketball. Here's a 3 on the way by Knutson. That's up and off, no good. Coming down with the basketball. They feed it into Rankin Davis. Davis has a shot blocked by Osborne. Osborne high in the air. Blocked Davis's shot on the baseline. And Simon Osborne will bring the ball down court himself this time for the Indians. Gives it up to Farwell. Farwell finds Bowie. Lob pass into Farwell in traffic. Shot off the glass, up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Jeff Farwell. He's got 8 points. And it's 43-32. Biggest lead of the ball game for either team. Pawnee City up by 11 now with a minute 11 to go in the third period. With the ball, this is Nick Knutson on the dribble. He got a pick set. Knutson works to the right side. Fall away two-pointer up and good by Knutson. Nick Knutson with 13 points in the game. Cuts the lead back to 9 now at 43-34. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Driving lay-in up and good by Kyle Guerra. Guerra just keeps putting them in. He's got 15 points in the game now for the Indians. Kyle Guerra with 15. 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. 45-34, the lead is 11 for the Indians. Nick Knutson had a pick set there, fall away for three off the rim. Rebound brought down Simon. Simon gets it down to Jeff Farwell, driving lay-in. Farwell couldn't get it. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Kyle Guerra. And he will be fouled. Guerra got the put back and drew the foul. The basket counts. The foul is going to be called on Brogan Dunlap. Dunlap is called for the personal, his second. Team foul number five. No fouls this half yet on Pawnee City. At the free throw line for the Indians, Kyle Guerra shooting one shot. This is the and one. Shot is up, no. And the rebound comes down to the Titans. Pulling down that defensive board is Hunter Fry. Hunter Fry gets the ball down court to Rogan Dunlap. Dunlap to Ryken Davis, top of the key. Pass up to top of the key, rather, to Jack Hunsicker. In traffic. Long shot up. Knutson doesn't go. There's a buzzer after three quarters. Pawnee City with a 13-point lead, 47-34. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Be back in 60 seconds on KTMC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you at Pawnee City High School. Eight fresh minutes put up on the clock. We're ready to move into the fourth and final period. 47-34, Pawnee City with the lead. They had a 19-8 scoring advantage over the Titans in that third quarter. Here's Gage Sharp going for a steal. Couldn't quite get to it. Stepped on the sideline. It was a two-point Pawnee City lead at halftime, but then that 19-8 advantage has put the Indians up by 13 as we move into this fourth quarter. Kuster picked up his dribble, now goes to Pierce with a pass to the left elbow. Pierce penetrates into the paint with it, flips it into the corner left side to Kuster. Pawnee City may be content to slow things down a little here. Kuster feeds it underneath, tried to go into Simon with it. Ball is loose. Bryce Guerra comes up with it. Timeout's going to be taken Pawnee City to keep the possession here. 7:34 to go in the ballgame. 47-34. Indians up. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
As we're nearing the top of the hour, it's time to remind you that you're in tune with KTNC, Fall City, Nebraska, AM 1230, FM 107.1, and online at mscsports.net. I'm Randy Gatula with you here at Pawnee City High School. Aaron Wisdom, our producer engineer tonight, running the board operator back at the KTNC studios. We're back to live action. Pawnee City with the basketball. Here's a ball deflected away and kicked off the foot of one of the Titans. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Indians, and they'll inbound it in forecourt on the side. Justin Pierce will toss it in. He's a 5'7 sophomore. Lots of freshmen and sophomores on the floor for both of these teams here. Some young basketball players getting a lot of valuable varsity experience. Guerra across to Kuster. Back it comes again to Kyle Guerra with the ball. Skip pass across Justin Pierce. Looking inside to Kuster. Kuster has it deflected away. Grabbed up by Gage Sharp. And Sharp will bring the basketball up the court for the Titans. Here's a long three. Hunsicker in and out from the left corner. Rebound to Osborne. Osborne's tied up under there by Stalder. Jump ball was called. Possession arrow stays with the Titans. In for HTRS comes Brogan Dunlap. 5'11 freshman. Dunlap checks in, replacing Jack Hunsicker, who will take a breather. Inbounding the ball on the baseline under the basket will be Dunlap for the Titans. Gets it to Knutson in the corner. Long three, Knutson over the rim, doesn't go. Rebound, Kyle Guerra. Kyle for the Indians pushes it down. Kyle Guerra comes on the dribble, picked up by Dunlap. Flips to the left elbow to Pierce. Pierce gives right back to Kyle Guerra down in the corner, left side of the free throw lane. Deep baseline left side, Osborne back to the top of the circle. Around it comes on the outside perimeter to Justin Pierce. Stalder tried to tie up Bryce Guerra and does. Possession arrow stays with Pawnee City. It'll be the Indians basketball. Good effort under there by Stalder, tying Bryce Guerra up, giving the held ball call. Bryce Guerra will trigger it in on the corner in the baseline. Guerra puts it in to Kyle Guerra. Kyle Guerra looking in the paint across court, Justin Pierce. Pawnee City setting on a 13-point lead here. Very content to run clock. They've taken a minute and a half off of this quarter. We're down to 6:19 to go in the ball game. No one has scored yet this period. That's because Pawnee City just sat on the basketball. Pierce working it around the outside. Here's a steal by Knutson. No, a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Kuster as Knutson got the steal. Yes, it is. The foul is on Kylan Kuster, his second personal. That's the first team foul of the half on Pawnee City, and we've got 6:10 to play in the fourth quarter. First team foul of the half on the Indians. All right, with the ball for the Titans is Brogan Dunlap. His pass is deflected away, knocked out of bounds over on the far side by Bryce Guerra. It'll stay with HTRS. 6:04 to go in the game. A 13-point deficit for the Titans. Indians enjoying the lead here at home. Down deep is Knutson. He's trapped in the corner, was triple-teamed. Across comes to the left side, Stalder. Stalder tried to put one into Hunter Fry. The pass deflected away nicely by Bryce Guerra and stolen. Then Bryce Guerra gets the pass out, the outlet pass to Kyle Guerra, who goes off to Kuster with it in forecourt. Now around to Justin Pierce on the left side. Pierce almost lost it. Finds Knutson. Back out to Kyle Guerra. Kyle Guerra feeds down to Osborne underneath. Osborne flips it all the way back to the top of the circle to Pierce. They're just passing the ball around the outside of this HTRS defense. All the while, the precious seconds are ticking away here for the Titans. No one has scored yet in this period. Pawnee City just kind of letting the air out of things. 47-34 was our score after three. We've played 3 minutes of this fourth quarter. No one has scored. There's a pass underneath, wide of the mark. Osborne couldn't get to it. Ryken Davis checks into the lineup now. He'll come in to replace Hunter Fry. Fry will take a breather. A little bit of pressure being applied now by Pawnee City. Stalder gets it into Knutson. Justin Pierce chases him down the floor. Knutson manages to bring it into forecourt. Gets away there. Pulls up for a three from the left wing that's off. And the rebound comes down to the Indians. With it is Kyle Guerra. Kyle Guerra being double-teamed and chased in backcourt. Needs help. Gets the ball over to Simon Osborne. Osborne into forecourt. Down to Bryce Guerra. Into the corner, Justin Pierce up top with it. In traffic, they clean it back up to Pierce. Pierce to the top of the circle. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. We've played 3.5 minutes with no one scoring in this fourth period as Pawnee City is sitting on this 13-point lead that they held after three quarters. Bryce Guerra has the ball to Justin Pierce, to Osborne. Give and go, Osborne right back to Pierce. And Justin Pierce gets his second bucket of the night. Pierce lays it in. He's got four. Here's a try for a layup in the paint. Knutson goes to the floor. I think he's going to be at the line to shoot here, perhaps. 4:06 to go in the game, 49-34. The foul is going to be called on Kyle Guerra, his first personal, only the second team foul of the half on Pawnee City. Nick Knutson at the line. He has 13 points in the game. Here he's shooting two. The first one is up and good. He's now made 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Nick has 14 points. Nick Knutson ready for his second attempt here. Back in for Pawnee City comes Garrison Bowie. I think he replaced Pierce, I believe. Second free throw for Knutson is up. It's short, but he got his own rebound. Knutson takes it to the left side corner, gives up to Gage Chart with the pass. Chart dribbles across to the far side of the court. Now holds it between the rings for a moment. Into the corner goes Chart, down deep, baseline right side. Oh, nice feed to Stalder into Ryken Davis. He tried to go up with a shot. He'll be called for traveling. Stalder gave it off to Davis. Davis went up with a shot that was going to be blocked. We've got a timeout on the floor with 3:47 to play in the ballgame. 49-35, Pawnee City up. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
49-35, your score. Pawnee City with the lead, 3:47 to go in this one. Again, the final games, at final scores at Auburn tonight in the girls' contest. Sacred Heart with a win over Auburn, 44-21. In the boys' varsity game, it was Auburn defeating the Sacred Heart Irish, 55-49. John Nixon had the call for those for you over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Here in the girls' game earlier tonight, it was HTRS 61, Pawnee City 28. We're back to live action. Pawnee City will have the basketball. Indians inbound it to Kuster. Kuster being chased by done by Bowie. Gets the ball across the timeline. Now Kuster moves to the near right side. Flips the ball off to Kyle Guerra. Guerra down to right side to Bryce Guerra. Guerra being covered very closely goes to Bowie. Bowie for a driving layup. He couldn't get it. The ball is flipped out of there, and the rebound comes down to Brogan Dunlap. There's Gage Chart for three from the right side. Good. Gage Chart nails a three from the right elbow. Makes it 49-38. The lead is 11. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to go off of Kyle Guerra. A turnover. HTRS just got the three, and they get the ball right back. Not a lot of time left. 3:11 on the clock. It's an 11-point ball game. They were down by 14 a moment ago. Quickly, here comes HTRS. Andy Stalder with the ball to Dunlap. Dunlap shot is up, blocked nicely by Bryce Guerra, and the loose basketball grabbed up by Simon Osborne. Now Kyle Guerra will take his time bringing the ball up the court, watching that clock run inside of 3 minutes. 2:54 showing on the game clock. With the basketball is Bowie. Bowie gives up to Simon Osborne. They're running a little weave at the top of the key to just take time off the clock. Osborne hands it up to Kuster. Kuster into the corner, right side, Bowie. He'll come dribbling up onto the right elbow, goes back between the rings, out near the midcourt circle. Now is Bowie with the ball. Bowie to the right side to Bryce Guerra. Down to 2.5 minutes to play in the game. Bryce Guerra tries to feed it in. Ryken Davis with the steal. Davis gives the ball to Gage Chart, and here come the Titans with the ball. Chart's going to pull up for three from this right wing. Can't get it. Rebound Dunlap up to Chart again for a long three. This one is short off the rim, and the ball's going to go out of bounds on the corner. Off of that missed shot by Gage Chart, it'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Full court pressure now by the Titans with 2:13 to go. 49-38, Pawnee City up by 11. Down court pass comes down to Osborne near the midcourt line. Simon Osborne flips it back again to Guerra. Kyle Guerra on the dribble. Gage Chart comes out to chase him in the man-to-man defense. Kyle Guerra picks up his dribble, hands the ball to Kuster. Kuster underneath right side. Bryce Guerra bounce pass in the paint. Kuster flips it up top to Osborne. Osborne does a little head fake like he's going to shoot it. Now he puts a bounce pass to the right side. Osborne will be called for traveling. That'll turn the ball back to the Titans. A minute 48 to go in the ball game. 49-38, 11-point ball game. Bryce Guerra leaves the lineup for Pawnee City. Checking in is Jet Farwell to take his place. Farwell's a pretty salty little basketball ball handler here for a freshman. Here comes Gage Chart down court. His pass goes to the right side. Baseline in the corner, right side. No place to go there for Brogan Dunlap. He gives it back to Knutson. Knutson gets a pick from Chart. Timeout taken HTRS. A minute and a half to go, 90 seconds left to play in the ballgame. 49-38, Pawnee City up by 11. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
HTRS fans, don't forget Thursday night, John Nixon will have your Titans taking on Johnson County Central in Humboldt. That game will be on Sunny 101.3. Meanwhile, Thursday night, I will be with the Falls City Tigers at Conestoga here on KTNC. There's a long three from the corner, put up and off the rim, won't go down by Stalder. The rebound comes down to the Indians. This is Kuster on the dribble. Kuster goes between two defenders, works to the left side of the free throw lane, on the weave, hands the ball up, gives it up to Guerra, Kyle Guerra with the ball, and now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Stalder. Andrew Stalder picks up his fourth personal. That's only team foul number six, however. We won't be shooting yet. Clock is down to 1:05 to go. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game scoring recap. We'll have that for you at the conclusion of the game tonight. Inbounding the ball for the Indians is Jet Farwell. Farwell tosses it into Bowie. Garrison Bowie handles the ball. He'll be fouled. Foul is going to be called on Jack Hunsicker. On Hunsicker, his first. Team foul number seven, so we're in the 1-1. Garrison Bowie has not scored tonight. He's a freshman. He'll be at the line shooting 1-1 for Pawnee City. 1:02 to play in the ballgame, 49-38, Indians up by 11. Garrison Bowie, the freshman, at the line. Front end of the 1-1. Shot is up and good. He got it. Bowie's in the scorebook. He'll have the and one coming now. Makes it 50-38, a 12-point lead. Looks like the Indians are going to pick up the win tonight here at home. Came into the game 3-9. Improved to 4-9 with this win. Second shot is up and good also for Garrison Bowie. Here comes Gage Sharp. He's going to hurry the ball down the court behind the back dribble. Sharp pulls up with a three from the right side that's in and out. Rebound Knutson. Knutson wants to put a three up from the right. It won't go. And a rebound, a fight for the rebound underneath. Sharp came out with it, but a whistle and a foul, I think, on Pawnee City. That's right, the foul is going to be on Bowie, his second personal. Only the third team foul. Down to 47 seconds to go now. Titans to inbound it under their own basket. Into the corner. There's a long three for Stalder that doesn't go. Reichen Davis flips it out into the corner. There's a three for Knutson that doesn't go. Back into the corner, another three from the left side that's stuck between the backboard and the rim. The clock is down to 34 seconds to go. Boy, I'll tell you, the Titans have had six, seven, maybe even eight three-point attempts here in the last minute or two and haven't been able to get any of them to fall, trying to shoot their way back into this thing. Down by 13 now are the Titans, 51-38. With that stuck ball, it's a held ball rule. Possession arrow favors the Titans. They'll inbound it. Knutson into the corner. Hunsicker for three. Deep left. Short. Doesn't go. Rebound Osborne. Osborne gives the ball up to, no, long down court pass with it. Osborne to Kyle Guerra under the basket in traffic. Bowie just dribbles it back up to the top of the circle. They try and take the ball away from Bowie. He chases after it. Stalder forcing him into backcourt, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Stalder. Andrew Stalder. That's his fifth. He will foul out of the ballgame. Andrew Stalder fouls out tonight, finishes with 2 points in the contest. And to replace him comes Hunter Fry. 16 and a half seconds to play. 51-38. Pawnee City on top. Garrison Bowie at the line. He's made a pair here in this fourth quarter. Here shooting 1-1. Free throw is up and good. He's now 3 out of 3 from the line. Bowie, a freshman, shooting 100% from the free throw line. Into the game for Pawnee City now. Drew Menega checks into the contest. Menega into the ballgame. Also, Bryson Horst. Horst and Menega. Drew Menega, another freshman at 5'9". A lot of freshmen have seen action here tonight. stay with us again for that post-game scoring recap. That'll be coming up right after our broadcast of the ball game here. We're down to 16 and a half seconds to go with Garrison Bowie at the line for his second shot. The end one of the 1-1. Bowie, free throw is up, and this one is short off the front of the rim, but Bowie gets his own rebound. He dribbles underneath, flips it to the left side, shot is up and good by Bryson Horst, who just got in the ballgame. Horst, a quick basket, 54-38. Here, Sharp for three, doesn't go. The ball's out of bounds. There's a buzzer in the ballgame. The final score, the Pawnee City Indians, 54, and the HTRS Titans, 38. 54-38, Pawnee City with the win this evening over the HTRS Titans. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout. Don't go away. We'll be back with our post-game scoring wrap right after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Pawnee City High School. Your final score tonight at the boys' varsity contest, the Pawnee City Indians over the HTRS Titans, 54-38. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. First for the Titans, Nick Knutson led the way tonight. He had 14 points in the ballgame. Jack Hunsicker finished with 9. Adding 5 points each were Rogan Dunlap and Gage Sharp. 3 points tonight for Hunter Fry, and Andrew Stalver added 2 for their total of 38. From the free throw line, HTRS made 3 out of 6 shots from the line. Boy, the Pawnee City Indians, 2 players finished in double figures. Kyle Gere led the way with 17 points. Simon Osborne finished with 10. Also scoring in the game, Jet Farwell added 8. 4 points for Justin Pierce. Kylan Kuster had 3. 3 points for Garrison Bowie. Joseph Martini with 5. And Bryce Guerra added 2 for their total of 54. From the free throw line, Pawnee City hit 10 out of 16. 54-38, the final score in the boys' varsity contest. In the girls' game earlier this evening, it was HTRS with the win, 61-28 over Pawnee City. Don't forget, more high school basketball coming up Thursday evening, both here on KTNC and on Sunny 101.3. HTRS fans, JCC will be in Humboldt Thursday night. John Nixon will have coverage of those games on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. I'll be on the air Thursday night here on KTNC with the Falls City Tigers as they travel to Conestoga. We hope, as always, that you'll turn out and support your favorite team in person, but if you can't make it, we hope you'll join us right here. So that's going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight here in Pawnee City. It was the boys for Pawnee City, 54, HTRS 38. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
By over 100 clinical studies, be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
At VA, veterans receive world-class health care and are treated with respect and dignity. Women veterans receive specialized care for their unique needs. Veterans with PTSD experience life-saving therapies. Paralyzed veterans access new technologies to improve mobility. Whole Health is changing primary and specialty care at VA for the care, respect, and compassion veterans deserve. Choose VA. Visit choose.va.gov.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
The home of the Husker.